I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Sunshine, it's 64 degrees. KSL's top story. Cover those plants and veggies tonight. Cold temperatures mean some parts of Utah could see a hard freeze. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with details.
Cache Valley, southwest Utah, Bear Lake, the San Pete Valley, and the Wasatch Back are all areas that could see a hard freeze tonight.
Which means temperatures at or below 28 degrees, which will normally kill all vegetation that's sensitive to temperature.
Christine Cruz with the National Weather Service of Salt Lake says areas like north of Ogden and southern Utah County along the Wasatch Front should also be concerned about frost.
We can get areas of frost with warmer temperatures, up to sometimes as high as 36 degrees.
But she says this is just a short period of cold and we should warm back up by Wednesday. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
We're expecting this hard freeze tonight in areas around Utah, and it could kill outdoor plants. Sheridan Hansen is a professional horticulturalist at the USU. She says you can cover your crops with a tarp, but that might not be the best option for everyone.
If you're going to bottle things like tomatoes and store them and put them away, it's best to get those out of the garden so that you don't risk having them injured by frost because you can't put them up at that point.
She says grapes and tomatoes might not withstand the cold, but apples are probably fine. They're hardier to make it through tonight, of course. And KSL News Time 6:31, we have good news about the water. Utahns have been cutting down on water use in response to the drought. Linda Towns with the Jordan Valley Water District says customers have used 31% less water compared to this time last year.
People in Utah typically want to do the right thing. They want to be part of the team and make a difference. And I think we live in a place that has recurring droughts, and so it's something that people are aware of, and they want to help however they can. I'm going to put it on them as they're responsive and they are great.
And the water woes don't end as we head into fall and winter. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt explains.
We are just entering the fall season this month, and winter isn't too far off. But does that mean the drought's over?
No, the drought is definitely not over.
That's KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. He says the drought is so not over, even a rain-filled fall and snow-heavy winter won't do the trick.
So you can get precipitation that gets back up to normal, but that doesn't replenish the reservoirs, the groundwater, all the supply that we actually draw from.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly 21% of Utah is still in exceptional drought, the worst category, and 88% is in extreme drought, the second worst. All of that said, a few months of favorable weather will help, and Kevin's optimistic.
I really do think we're going to get a good fall, followed by a good winter, and followed by a good spring. I think we'll get at least average to slightly above average. And if that happens, we can get by.
But that won't bust the drought. Generally speaking, Kevin says it takes just as long to get out of a drought as it does to get in one, so that could mean years. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The FBI has completed the search of Brian Laundrie's family home. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, federal agents spent the day going through the home and a van outside. Among the items seized was a Ford Mustang that was towed away. Yellow crime tape now surrounds the home, and police have labeled it a crime scene. Meantime, Laundrie's whereabouts are still unknown. Police say they've exhausted their search of a nature preserve. Another search in Mobile, Alabama, also coming up empty after police there were told that he had been sighted there. In Newport News, Virginia, two 17-year-olds were shot inside Heritage High School this morning, forcing a mass evacuation of staff and students.
I was passing the first hall, and I just heard a really loud bang, and I was looking around like, what's happening? And everyone just started running and pushing me over.
Officials say the two gunshot victims, a boy and a girl, both suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect is now in custody. COVID-19 boosters were approved for those 65 and older and the immunocompromised just last week. And Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health, says the next round of those shots can come any day.
My expectation is boosters could begin as early as Friday or probably more realistically early next week.
Meantime, COVID-19 has now killed more people in the U.S. than the Spanish flu did in 1918. Johns Hopkins, which is keeping track of the death toll, says the country has now surpassed 675,000 deaths from the virus. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
Steward Health sold its 5 Utah hospitals today to HCA Healthcare. The hospitals will now be part of HCA's Mountain Division, which includes 11 hospitals in Utah, Idaho, and Alaska. Steward Health operates hospitals around the rest of the country, but sold its Utah locations at a price unnamed publicly to focus on facilities in other states. KSL News Time 6:35. It's been a challenging afternoon on the roads. Mondays usually are, Len Thomas. So what do you have?
It sure has, Jeff. That's slow trek in Davis County with that crash northbound I-15, 500 west and Bountiful just prior to Parrish Lane with 2 left lanes closed. But the good news, traffic's starting to pick up a little in the 2 remaining lanes. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.